This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, I'm here all week this week, not to brag, gonna knock out five solid work days. What do we have this hour? Well, we're gonna make fun of journalists. Someone wants Joe Biden to sit down with Stevie Wonder. Talk about this Derek Chauvin thing here in a second. The GOP doing, well, what it always does. And an overwhelming number of Americans would not fight if America entered a major conflict. All that and so much more is still to come this hour. We'll get to some emails, some other things. I want to begin here, though. We are grateful that a four-year-old girl, an Israeli hostage, has been returned. We are not nearly as happy about it as Joe is, though.
Thank you very much. But thank God she's home. A little shy. I guess can't imagine the enjoyment in the... I wish I were there to hold her.
We know, Joe. We read the diary. We know. Report, ex-Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin stabbed by a fellow prisoner. Is there, well, I'm sure there are many examples, but how many examples of an American being done wrong by the justice system? How many are worse than Derek Chauvin's? Oh, I know there are plenty. There are plenty. We used to lock black people up for nothing for 30 years in the country all the time. So I know historically there are plenty of examples like this. But think about how insane it is. And I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. That as a cop, Derek Chauvin on video did what he has been trained to do. Remember, we know now from this new documentary that was out, we already knew it back then. In fact, we talked about it on this show, but now everybody knows because of the documentary that's out there. The knee was not on the neck. It was on the shoulders. That was a specific bit of training from the Minneapolis Police Department. They pulled George Floyd out of the cop car because he said he couldn't breathe, trying to make sure he didn't die. And Derek Chauvin is not only in prison, he just got shivved in prison. But that's honestly, for me, that's not the worst part of all this. I'm sure the stabbing is the worst part of it for Derek, but for me, that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is this. I hate this so much. I hate that once again, the American right has come around to the correct position on an issue after it's too late. This is, it's the GOP, it's what they do. It's what they do. COVID comes out, there's this new scary virus, and the immediate response from every Republican, top to bottom, president, senator, congressman, everybody, if no matter who you are, the immediate response to, hey, we should shut down the country. The immediate response is, no, dirty tyrant. You don't shut down a country ever for anything. Not only is it insane, it's unconstitutional. It's against the law. It's evil. You can't do that to people. But was that the GOP response? Gosh, the GOP started it. Well, hey, guys, 15 days to slow the spread. And then the GOP, I remember senators standing up there with their stupid masks on their face. I just want to let everybody know I got vaccinated. Over and over and over and over and over again. People losing their livelihoods, losing their jobs. And now, here we are a few years later. Everyone in the GOP is Mr. Freedom now. Hey, man, those COVID lockdowns were crazy, right? Woo! Can't believe all that. You did it! You're the one who did it! And the same thing happened after St. George Floyd died. There was a bunch of bad-looking video out there, and the communists whipped up the rage mob because they knew they'd be able to use this to their advantage. And Republican after Republican after Republican after Republican bent the knee to the rage mob. Oh my gosh, yeah. Look, the brand new speaker, Mike Johnson. Remember that bit of audio? Did we play that audio actually on the show? If we didn't, grab it. The new speaker, Mike Johnson, running out there talking about his son's white privilege right off the bat from GOP. That was a congressman. The senators were all in on it. Trump was in on it. Trump was holding law enforcement roundtables. Well, we should sit down and talk about police reform. Everyone. And now, of course, they're all law and order. Yeah, here's Mike Johnson.
What did you feel when you watched the video of George Floyd being killed?
I was outraged. I don't think anyone can view the video and objectively come to any other conclusion but that it was an act of murder. And I felt that initially, as everyone did. It's so disturbing. And you know, the underlying issues beneath that are something that the country is now struggling with. And I think it's something we have to look at very soberly and with a lot of empathy, and I'm glad to see that's happening around the country.
You know, I would let him keep going talking about the white privilege of his son, but you get it. Oh no, it was murder. Clearly murder. Wait, what? None of the facts said it. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure they're all on board now. Hey, Derek Chauvin, this is unjust. Now that he's rotting in prison. And by the way, I don't know anything about Derek Chauvin. He may be the biggest jerk in the world. I don't care. Completely railroaded by this justice system and sold down the river by the GOP, top to bottom, just like they always do. You can always count on the GOP to arrive at the correct position on an issue at the precise moment it's too late to do any good. They will dive on the communist narrative right off the bat and ride that wave all the way. All the way. Oh, yeah, the movie, the documentary, it's called The Fall of Minneapolis. Chris, you said it's The Fall of It's free at thefallofminneapolis.com. Okay, Chris said the movie you can watch if you want to get up to date on all this is thefallofminneapolis.com. You can watch the movie free. Chris, we probably should have thought about this before. We probably just collapsed their website. We've done that before. If everyone goes at once, that's probably not good. Either way. They said it's on Rumble, too. That's good. We love Rumble. Okay, so look, it's worth watching. But again, this years later, the cities have burnt. The statues of everyone from Christopher Columbus to Teddy Roosevelt to Robert E. Lee have been torn down. Police stations have been gutted. Police departments, I should say, have been gutted. Cities ravaged by crime. Prosecutors, openly anti-white prosecutors, springing trash loose, attacking the right. 3 years later, and just now, everyone's coming around. Wow, hey guys, that was unjust, right? Wow, law and order. Where were you when it mattered? Where were you when it mattered? The GOP, they're not even firefighters to put out the blaze. They're, you know who they are? They're the insurance guy who shows up after the house is burnt down to kind of assess all the damage. Whoa, man, this fire was crazy. I can't stand it, man. Drives me crazy. Oh, here we go. Speaking of Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's confident and optimistic about Israel and Ukraine funding packages before the holidays. Okay. What American bills are getting passed before the holidays? Are there any? Anyway, Chris, Michael, has anyone come across any? Are there any bills making their way through the House about us? None? Nothing for us? Okay. Well, all right. Well, go Ukraine, I guess. Go Ukraine. Did you hear this report? You know what? We're changing the subject. You hear this exchange between April Ryan and Corinne Diversity Hire? This is one for the ages.
I had an in-depth conversation with Stevie Wonder last night, who is...
I love Stevie Wonder.
Again, for the serious question, I had an in-depth conversation with Stevie Wonder last night, who is requesting a meeting with the president. He's very concerned about the black agenda falling along the wayside and issues like laws of 50 years ago that are now being abolished or gutted, to include issues like the Voting Rights Act, what happened in Arkansas last week, affirmative action, Supreme Court, as we've seen it. Is the White House amenable to sitting down with Stevie Wonder, who has met with presidents throughout history, to include Ronald Reagan, and also he was one of those who worked with President Obama in his efforts to become president? Is this president amenable to meeting with Stevie Wonder, who has these concerns?
And you're right, April. What you just laid out in your question is incredibly important. And so we take that very, very seriously here. Can I just say a couple things about Stevie Wonder? He is indeed an icon who's made tremendous, tremendous contributions to the civil rights movement and also voting.
Well, I can't. I'm sorry. Every part of this, you know what? That is our political system right there. A brain-dead communist idiot reporter going to the White House press secretary and informing her that an aging musician is requesting a meeting with the president, that would even be entertained, makes me laugh. Her, by the way, the meeting is, of course, about the black agenda. That's wonderful. Not the American agenda, the black agenda. And then the Corinne Diversity Hire responding about what a great civil rights leader. Boy, does that not just completely encompass our political system? It's all of it wrapped up in a little bow. You know what I need after that? A shower. I need a shower, and I need to wrap myself in some Mai Tais. You know that MyPillow has Mai Tais, right? They're the best towels ever. They're made with this long staple Sherpa cotton, and it's frigging glorious. Why? Well, it's soft. Everyone wants their towels to be soft, even though I'm hard as a rock. I mean, I didn't mean that the way it came. Anyway, everyone wants their towels to be soft, but the problem is with the soft towels, they don't absorb anything. My towels do. Right now, they're 50% off. They're super soft, and they absorb $29.98. That's as low as you can get them. For $20 more, you get the designer premium line. That's a 6-piece towel set. So what do you have to do for this miraculous deal? You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Headline, overturning of Roe versus Wade led to 32,000 additional births, a study finds. 32,000. 32,000 people alive today. Tell me again why that was such a horrible, evil thing. Target caught offering the same prices for its, quote, Black Friday deals. It's the same. I don't get it, someone said. Okay. I need to explain something. Now, this is something you probably already know, but maybe it'll help your neighbor to figure things out. Let's just discuss some very basic things. And for this is probably going to be too dumbed down for you. You'd probably roll your eyes and probably say that's obvious a lot, but we're going to say it anyway. Here. I have a shop. It's called Jesse Kelly's World Famous Cheeseburgers. And what? Don't shake your head, Chris. And what do we sell there? I actually don't have this shop, but what do we sell there? Well, we sell the greatest cheeseburgers on earth. My cheeseburgers. Now, we as a shop, we have costs. There are costs involved in this shop. We have to rent the space out. We have a little space in a little strip mall. This is the shop I have in my mind. I have to pay employees. I have to pay for insurance. I have to buy the equipment. What kind of flat top am I going to get to cook my burgers on? I have to purchase the burgers and the buns, and I have to do all of these things. I have to buy the napkins. I have so many costs involved, taxes, so on and so forth. And with all these costs, eventually I'm going to figure out what is the base cost. What do I need to sell each cheeseburger for in order to break even? All right. Then, because I don't want to break even, I would never start a business to break even. I would start a business to make money. I'll have to add some money to the price of that burger in order to make sure there's some profit to take home afterwards. Because after all, I have bills to pay too. I have two kids and a wife, and everyone knows how expensive those are. Sorry about the wife, but seriously, it's expensive. That's how business works. You have your costs, then you have to add something on for profit. I'm not dismissive of the fact that there are Black Friday deals. I know there are Black Friday deals, and I'm not dismissive of it because I participate in it. The wife and I do every Black Friday. We don't go out anymore to do it because I'm not doing that. I don't have enough ammunition to go out and fight through Walmart to try to get a better price on a TV. But we do it online, okay? You probably do too. So I'm not dismissive of the fact there are deals, but the Black Friday deals, they're never as good as they make you think they are. They want to make you think there's an incredible deal. But in the end, the cost of the Jesse Kelly cheeseburger doesn't somehow magically get lowered because it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. The cost is the cost. Therefore, even on Black Friday, even with those great Black Friday deals, buy two, get one free at Jesse Kelly Burgers, even with those great deals, I have to charge pretty much the same thing I was charging. And the only thing, I need to stress this, the only thing that will allow me to somehow charge less for a Jesse Kelly burger that day is if I know that day I'm going to get more customers. So if I'm trying to make $500 that day and I normally try to make $500 on 50 burgers, well, if I'm going to get twice as many customers, if I'm going to sell 100 burgers, then I can cut my profit margin in half, so I end up taking home the same amount. I know that was really, really, really basic, but it is amazing how many people don't understand the basics of how an economy works, of how a business operates. I mean, speaking of COVID, that's one of the things that I freaked out about. Maybe it's because my folks ran a small business. Maybe that's why. But it just blew me away how many people on the left and the right just looked out and said, hey, close your business a couple weeks. Okay, a month. What? Businesses have costs. I've got to pay rent. I've got overhead. I've got what? Just close? And how many people apparently have never worked an hourly job to try to earn a living? That's been most of my jobs in my life. Oh, hey, just go home for 2 weeks. I have bills to pay. I can't just go home for 2 weeks. I need to pay bills. Not only do I need to work, but for lots of my time, especially working construction, I didn't just have to work. I needed overtime. I needed some time and a half. I had to have that in order to pay my bills. Have you people never worked that job? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who work in media and government. Have you ever had a job? Have you never had a job like that? It was very obvious you haven't. I'll just go home for a month. What? I don't have a trust fund. I can't do that anyway. You know they're spying on us, right? Remember, we've been talking about how the Western governments have decided you're the enemy and I'm the enemy. You know they're getting ready to renew the Patriot Act again. They're listening. When you text, they read it. When you call, they listen. That's why everyone should have a silent bag. S-L-N-T. What are silent bags? They're signal-blocking Faraday bags for your smartphone, laptop. They have different kinds, whatever. What do they do? You place your device inside of it. It blocks all wireless signals. This is part of, everyone has to have one. In this day and age, believe me, this is a necessity. They're 15% off right now, man. SLNT.com/Jesse gets you 15% off, plus free shipping on qualifying orders. But look around you. Look at what these people are doing. Look at the things these people are saying. Every single day they step up to the microphone and they declare you to be an enemy, a domestic terrorist, a threat to democracy. And you think that tracking device you call a phone shouldn't be in a silent bag? SLNT.com/Jesse. All right. Hey, Christmas gifts. It's Christmas time. Silent.com/Jesse. Go get one. All right. Let's do some emails. Dr. Jesse, I live in an area with little choice in retail stores. Walmart and Target are the only major stores we have. They drove almost all the other businesses out in 2020, killed the small ones. I don't want to buy from Walmart or Target. I vote in the poll booth and with my wallet. Any suggestions? Is there any reasonably safe way to buy stuff online? Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right, I just wanted to hit this really quickly because a lady wrote in and all she has is Walmart and Target nearby, as is often the case, especially in areas that are more rural. Target and Walmart tend to wipe out the smaller competition. That sucks. It does. I personally, especially as I've gotten older, I've tried to focus more on buying local, trying to buy local, shop at smaller shops. That's hard, Chris. That's difficult the first time. I would say it's pretty impressive that I got that the second time around. What? You don't think it is? You're stupid. Anyway, I try to shop at smaller shops whenever possible. However, look, we talk about putting our money where our morals are. And, you know, there's an article out today from Red State about the five horrible woke companies you should avoid. And, of course, Target's on there. Target, Best Buy, Activision, Nordstrom, and Home Depot. Awful companies. All of them. Putrid. But we still We still have to exist in the world we have, right? Make sure, look, as long as you're trying, you're doing enough. You can only live in the world that you've been given. You didn't create this. You didn't design it. If you had your way, there'd be a local business that had everything you needed. Maybe there are no local shops for you to get your stuff from. Maybe there are some. Maybe you can't afford it anymore. Maybe you need the cheap stuff in Walmart. I've eaten many a meal and done a lot of shopping in Walmart. Tons of it. That's the way it goes. That's really the way it goes. They used to have pizzas back in the day. I don't know if they still do that anymore. I try to not shop there now because it's Walmart. But even in the non-Walmart grocery stores, they had a pizza section, a Walmart brand pizza. I forget what the daggone brand was. It was pretty friggin' tasty for the price. It wasn't Little Caesars tasty, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Don't shake your head, Chris. Overwhelming number of Americans would not volunteer to fight if the U.S. entered a major conflict. Well, did you think there weren't going to be consequences for teaching generation after generation that America sucks? And then you purge the military of so many people on the right, so now the good people who are still in feel completely surrounded. You purge the military of people on the right, and then you told everybody the military needs to be gayer and it needs to be more anti-white, and what we need is more and more diversity. And now you already had the America-hating left who wouldn't join. Well, now you've taken your most patriotic citizens. The most patriotic ones won't join either. And what you have is a nation of young men who won't serve. There's a cost. An education system obviously should be designed to educate its citizens, but an education system also should be designed to create patriotic citizens. You know, education can't possibly be neutral, right? Neutrality is a lie. Almost always. Neutrality is a lie. In almost every situation, whether it be schools, nations, it doesn't matter. Neutrality is a lie. We were very, very neutral in World War I. Very, very neutral. Unless you count the vast shipments of arms and munitions we were sending to Britain. I mean, the Lusitania went down and we were mad about it. There was a lot of weaponry in there that was not allowed to be in there. Like, it's not like I'm here defending the Germans, but the Germans said, there are munitions on that boat. You're shipping munitions that are going to kill us. That's what neutral America was doing. Same thing for, no, not allegedly, Chris. We know this now. There were munitions on there. There's no allegedly, buddy. There was a lot of munitions on that boat. Same thing with education. The American right has failed at this forever. To this day, you will hear people on the right, maybe you've said this yourself, I just want to take the politics out of education. I just want education to just be neutral. That's insane. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as neutral. What are you talking about? Education has to have a slant because education is taught by human beings, flesh and blood human beings. Even if it wasn't, even if you were doing some kind of online curriculum, the online curriculum would be written by human beings. And human beings have biases. You shouldn't desire a neutral education system. You should desire a pro-America education system that produces educated, patriotic Americans. But this, remember this, always remember this. Neutrality is the paved road that allows the communist to travel anywhere he wants in your society. This thinking of neutrality. That's why the American church has fallen so far. We just love. We're not right or left. We just love and love and love. That's why the education system is pathetic. Well, let's just be neutral. Let's be neutral. And now you have a bunch of lesbian hags teaching your son that he's gay. There's no such thing as neutrality. It's a lie. All right? Have the courage, have the confidence in your values to promote them and to demand they be promoted throughout society. Again, this comes back to something we've been talking about a lot. We were talking about it before Thanksgiving. Why are they so bold and we're not? The demons who are wrong about everything, they're boldly pushing what they want. They're confident enough and their demonic religion to push it everywhere. And the good people, we don't. The best you can get, the best you can hope for out of most of the right is, well, I mean, I wish we could take the politics out of it. Nope, not in my world. Dear Mr. Meaty Leathers, I hate you guys. With the election of the libertarian candidate in Argentina, do you think it's a sign the worldwide movement away from Marxism is beginning, or is this the dying gasp before a full-blown communist takeover? Look, obviously, I haven't talked a lot about Argentina, what happened there, and I'll just clarify this again. I don't like speaking about things before I know everything. That's one. I'm not an expert on Argentina politics. I hear great things about this guy. I hear that he's taking the country or plans to take them in the right direction, and I'm hopeful for the people of Argentina that that is the case. However, there is also something that I don't know whether it's a flaw in me. It probably is, but there is something you should know about me. Just being honest, it's just you and me talking here. Whenever people start to really fall in love with a political candidate, doesn't matter, left or right, that immediately makes me put the brakes on. When everyone is doing something, no matter what that something is, forget about just falling in love with a political candidate. When everyone's saying it, everyone's doing it, immediately I stop. And I'm not saying I try to swim against the current. I'm not. But all it does is make me pause. As soon as everyone's all in, I want more information. I am pausing and I want more information. Because time after time after time after time, I have watched the masses swim in the wrong direction. And then what happens is, because momentum is such a powerful thing, and peer pressure and momentum kind of go hand in hand, you'll get some candidate and everyone loves him. And oh my gosh, he's the best. And it's the best. And he's the best. And he's the best. Oh my gosh, he's the savior of the world. Oh, wait, he's dead. Or he's a tax cheat. I've watched this happen so many times. This is nothing against that Javier, whatever his name is, down there in Argentina.
Buenas tardes.
All I'm saying is, when everyone's going one way, I stop and I wait. That's all. All right. We're going to get to maybe a couple more emails, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. In fact, somebody wants a travel tip. I actually have a different kind of a travel tip for you. Before we get to any of that, here's a tip. You know that Preborn is matching donations right now? Did you know that? Preborn, for $28, you buy an ultrasound. That ultrasound goes to a woman seeking out an abortion. When women get ultrasounds, they choose life almost every time because she hears the heartbeat. In that moment, she becomes a mom. But right now, one, your gift is tax deductible. Two, there's a match. That means your gift is doubled, whatever it is. $28, $28,000, doubled. Now's the time. Tax deductible, I need to point out. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or you can go to preborn.com/Jesse. They have a 100% charity rating for a reason. Your money goes right to the moms and the babies, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. One more segment, then we're gone. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. All right, I'm going to get to just a couple more emails, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and we're going to get out of here. I do want to laugh at Joe Biden about this one, though.
There's an overwhelming desire on the part of the region to... Let me back up. I cannot prove what I'm about to say. But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist.
Yeah, well, I can't prove it, but I was about to achieve world peace. Sure, Joe. All right, travel guru Jesse. Clay Travis shared some travel tips, including picking someone up at the airport at departures instead of arrivals because people drive through. But anyway, what travel tricks do you have to share? And don't give us bogus info. just to keep your tricks working for you. We know how you operate. All right, it says I can use his name. All right, I'm going to give you a couple. They're going to range from costly to perhaps physically dangerous. This may put your physical health in jeopardy to, well, I don't know, relaxing. So let's do this first and foremost. And I really should not tell you this. I shouldn't. But 4 or 5 years ago, I got a credit card. I only keep usually one credit card around. I don't like credit cards. I pay them off every month. I just don't run a balance on them. I'm not a big credit card person. But I got a credit card, one of the ones that gives me access to some of the airport lounges. You know, you have the United Lounge or the Delta Lounge or this lounge or that lounge. Not all of them, but a few of the lounges. You want to do that. Trust me. It makes the airport experience so much better. If you have a lounge you can go into with a cleaner bathroom, a quieter area, free food, Chris. Free food, Chris. Free things in the lounge area. No, it's. I understand it's not great, Chris. It's free. I'm talking to you here. Free food. The airport lounge. And people think these airport lounges are for rich people. I've never paid a dime for it. All you have to do is get the right credit card. And I realize, look, a cost is built into everything. Get a credit card and go to the lounge. That's one. Two. This one may be physically dangerous for you, so I want you to consult your doctor before you maybe apply this. But I'm a big water person. This really started in the Marines, where they would make us drink water until we vomited and fun things like that. But they did make me realize how necessary hydration is and how much better you feel when you're hydrated. So yeah, all that, toss all that out when you travel. I dehydrate myself. I won't drink very much water the night before. And then the morning of, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee, maybe a glass of water. But I don't drink very much water for the rest of the day. Why? Then I never have to get up and use the airport bath or the airplane bathroom. I don't fit in the airplane bathroom. I'm 6'8". I have to kind of squat to go down. I never have to go in there. What, Chris? Don't tell me you have no problem going in the plane, Chris. You've got to be 6 feet tall. Don't tell me you're in there lounging it up in the bathroom, because that's a friggin' lie. That's a friggin' lie. You're lying. Okay, so dehydrate yourself. That's one. Two, airplane or airport lounge. Three, and this is more of a concept than a tip, and I have more, but we're going to move on because I have other things I want to get to. When you get delayed, and you will get delayed. We just had a 2-hour delay in Denver when we were coming home from Montana. So you're going to get delayed. People immediately get stressed when they get delayed. And I understand that. You're stressed. Maybe you're going to miss work. Maybe you're going to do this. Or you're not going to be home in time. I understand the stress. And I'm not telling you your stress is ridiculous. But if I can go a little Tony Robbins on you, maybe embrace the fact you are trapped in an airport with virtually unlimited food and drink options in the airport. The world is your oyster and you have every excuse in the world. Are you going to miss work? Sorry, boss. I'm at the airport. You can't get to this. You can't get to that. Sorry, I'm at the airport. If you need me, I'll be at Chili's. That is the beauty of being stuck in the airport. Embrace the food. All right? And that brings me lastly to this guy's question. When I get anxiety when I fly days in advance. What gives you anxiety and what how do you deal with it? Well, I don't get anxiety much. I'm not really an anxious person. The wife says it's because I have no feelings, but I don't really get anxiety. But for stress, I use Mantis X. I practice with my weapon. And look, I'm not just saying that for Mantis X's sake. I'll tell you right now. When I get off the air tonight, I'm going actually to the range. I haven't been to the range in 2 months because I've just been practicing with my Mantis X at home. 10, 15 minutes a night. It helps me relieve stress. I'm going to go to the range. It helps me relieve stress. Practice with your weapon. because of Mantis X, I don't have to go to the range and spend all that money on ammo and stuff every single night. I go home, I attach it to my weapon, I dry fire practice with my weapon without firing a shot. And my goodness, it's Christmas season. Do you think dad, mom, the gun lover in your family would nerd out on a Mantis X? They would. It's like having a coach inside of your home. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Breaking. U.S. Navy rescues hijacked Israeli-managed oil tanker and captures Houthi pirates. Captured the pirates? Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I prefer if we did not capture any international pirates, but that's just me. Maybe the number one country in the world should put those pirates down for good and then video ourselves tossing them off the side of the boat as a message to the rest of them. Biden's DHS orders border agents to use preferred pronouns for illegal immigrants. Well, yes. I don't know what's crazy about this. If you're immigrating to our country, even illegally, we need you to abide by our national religion here in the U.S. of Gay. RNC fundraising falters as coffers sink to $9.1 million going into election season. That's the lowest amount since 2015. I don't know why RNC fundraising would be faltering. The GOP just came together and passed a bill to cut government spending and send it all to Israel. Target pulling products allegedly made with forced monkey labor. I was all excited when Michael handed me this article, and then Jewish producer Chris destroyed it by saying that the actual details of it aren't near as funny as that sounds, so I'm not even going into it right now. Health experts decry New Zealand's scrapping of world's first tobacco ban. I almost forgot that the lovely country of New Zealand is essentially a commie hellhole, and we found that out during COVID. It's wild. I still want to go see it, though, just not for like the next 100 years or so. Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.